Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When investment performance matters, make sure your savings are with Zurich. Visit zurich.ie to find out more.
Now you're welcome back. As part of our summer series looking at the local history of towns and cities, today we go to Ireland's only completely walled city. Can you guess? It is indeed Derry. While many may be familiar with the recent history, the city in the River Foyle is a treasure trove for history buffs, and tour guide in the city, David Douglas, joins us now to fill us in on Derry's fascinating history. David, you're very welcome to Drive Time. It's really an ancient settlement, isn't it? Originally, bring us back to its monastic roots. We call it Asgaelge, Deirdre Chulam Kille.
Yeah, well, you're quite right. The monastic settlement was of St. Columba, and he founded the monastery in 542 AD. And that was really, Derry became the monastic capital of the whole area. And St. Columba then would go on to bring Christianity to Iona in Scotland as well. So a very important character, not just in Irish history, but also in Scottish history too. Mm-hmm.
And St. Columba is sometimes called St. Columb Killia, isn't that right?
That's correct.
So yeah. The 1600s then, that takes us up to the Plantation of Ulster, which we all learned about in school.
Yes, the Plantation of Ulster really was caused, well, what the trigger point for that was the flight of the earls. When a lot of the Gaelic earls left Ulster, there was a bit of a power vacuum, and so King James I decided to populate that part of Ireland with English and Scottish settlers, and settlers that would be supportive of him. And that really is what the Ulster Plantation was, a plantation of people, similar to what was happening in America in Jamestown around about the same time.
Mm-hmm. And then that was followed by the Siege of Derry, isn't it? One of the longest in British military history.
Yes, a very important thing. The siege began in December 1688 and lasted until July 1689. And very important because it halted the progress of James II when he was trying to get back his throne. And I always point out to people, if it hadn't been for the Siege of Derry, there would be no Battle of the Boyne. The Battle of the Boyne would probably have been fought somewhere about the middle of England, because James would have been able to push through the whole of Ireland, go into Scotland, and then meet William's army probably in England. So whether that's a good or a bad thing, I'll leave it up to you. But I would say there would have been no Battle of the Boyne but for the Siege of Derry.
Yeah, I certainly won't venture an opinion on that one, David. But it's one of those great what-if questions in history, isn't it? And in Irish history, for sure. Something people might know, David, about Derry is its industrial heritage. I mean, it has a huge history, and currently does as well, of an industrial or manufacturing nature.
Yes, no, the main thing people will think of, you have a bit of shipbuilding and obviously a port, but the main thing would have been the shirt making industry. At one point, Derry was probably the biggest single manufacturer of shirts anywhere in the world. You had possibly 40 factories, 18,000 people employed in it, and exporting shirts all the way around the world. The majority of the people, obviously, were women. 90% of the workforce were women. So very much very important to the industrial history of the city. But unfortunately, that has now all gone, mm-hmm. and there's very little shirt manufacturing left. But yeah. It's as very important part of our history, yes.
Yeah, those shirts put an awful lot of people, or raised an awful lot of children, didn't it? So possibly, possibly meagre income for the work they did, those women mostly. But that was a huge industry, as you say, in Derry. What about the Second World War, David, then? What kind of landscape or context was Derry in? Because we know it's so close to Donegal, but it's certainly in Northern Ireland. What role did Derry play in the Second World War?
Derry was a very important Allied port during the war. If you think about it, it was probably the most westerly port closest to America. So whenever convoys were leaving Canada and America to come to places like Liverpool with soldiers, with food, with ammunition, they needed protection against the U-boats. And so therefore there was convoy protection vessels based in Derry. And that was very, very important. And there's been a recent film with Tom Hanks, and he talks about coming into Derry after the end of his mission. And also, a lot of people don't know that every German U-boat at the end of the war actually had to come into Derry to surrender. And then, unfortunately, they were all taken out and scuttled. So we don't have any of them to show you at the moment.
That's a fascinating statistic that I'm sure an awful lot of people will not be aware of. We couldn't talk about Derry, sadly, without mentioning the Troubles as well, because it's shaped a lot of the city, hasn't it? Or certainly the recent historical narrative of the city. Derry, famous for its civil rights agitation as well, and sadly for the violent history of its recent past.
Yes, of course, the whole Troubles was a terrible thing that's affected. Maybe up to 3,000 people were killed, but the city was very much a focus with that. You have the Battle of the Bogside, where Free Derry Wall and barricades were put up for approximately 3 years. That part of Derry kept itself almost independent from the rest of the city. And then you had obviously things like Bloody Sunday in January 1972 as well.
Mm-hmm. Is that something that people are interested in, I wonder, when they get to Derry, that they want to find out about the things that went badly wrong, the brutality of recent episodes in Derry's history and the civil rights campaign?
Yes, well, there is that. There'd be a number of guides which focused on that particularly, and there would be the Museum of Free Derry, which would very much tell the history of the civil rights movement and also issues around Bloody Sunday and the Battle of the Bogside. So, yes, those would be popular tours and also places to visit for many visitors.
Mm-hmm. Take us up then to modern-day Derry. I was there, it's a number of years ago, possibly just over 2 years ago now, and I was struck by how relaxed a city it is on the one hand, but how vibrant it is as well. You have the Peace Mural there. You might talk to us about that and some of the newer additions in Derry.
Yes, well, you know, you have a number of murals in the Bogside, and when you walk through them, you can finish off with one that very much highlights the Dove of Peace and St. Column, which means dove. But some of the new murals, there is the one of the Derry Girls, that has been the big hit comedy series, and a lot of people now actually come to the city because they've watched the Derry Girls. And also, so many other new murals. There's one of a gentleman called Richard Moore with the Dalai Lama, and Richard Moore was unfortunately blinded during the Troubles by a plastic bullet, but he had a great friendship with the Dalai Lama, and he opened a charity called Children in Crossfire, and a few months ago they put up a mural, and it's very moving because you see the two embracing, because how the Dalai Lama greeted him was to nudge his head, because obviously he couldn't see him. Mm-hmm. So that's one thing I would encourage people to go and see, certainly.
Yeah, and he's an example of the greatest testament to Derry, and that is the people of Derry, I suppose, and I'm sure you'd agree with that. Come here, before I let you go, David, your tours say they aim to be politically neutral and historically accurate. Now,
yes,
that must be a tricky thing to achieve.
Well, there is probably other guides would very much focus on the politics and that sort of thing. I'm very much a historian, and I like to tell about Derry, warts and all. We have a brilliant city, encourage people to come and whatever, but we have to face up to some of the realities of our history as well. But we have a fantastic heritage. There's just so much you can come and learn about if you're able to come to the city. And I always encourage people to linger longer in Londonderry and enjoy a dander around Derry.
And there's your neutrality in one line. David Douglas, tour guide in the beautiful city of Derry. Thank you very much indeed. A pleasure to talk to you, David.